And so I said to him, "You're a dickhead."
Welcome to the Antics Podcast number 17. We've actually made it to 17. We're 17 years old.
We're now able to podcast drive.
Wow.
Good God.
That sounds quite scary.
It does, doesn't it?
If I make that right, then, this is going over 4 hours of solid Antics Podcast you could listen to. if you so wished.
Why are you trying to scare people like this?
Because 4 hours is that you could get to Dundee.
That's almost like
listening to only Antics Podcasts.
If you're driving to Scotland this weekend, if you're driving to Scotland this weekend, bear that in mind, download all of our podcasts and put them on one fantastic power playlist podcast. Power.
Okay.
Just as a note, you would have to set off from somewhere around Newcastle.
Can I just say, I don't feel like we've started officially.
Right.
So,
no.
Hello.
Welcome to the Antics Podcast, number 17. Gav here.
Brad here.
Kyle here.
Daryl here.
Wow. There we go. Now we've started.
Back to Dundee.
Yes.
If you listen to us for 4 hours, you might find yourself in a lock somewhere, drowning.
It's funny, out of all the places you could have picked in Dundee, that's where my granddad's from, my Scotch granddad.
Funny.
Is that funny?
Hilarious.
Well, it's more of a slight coincidence, really.
Right.
I think there's something going on between Daryl and Brad's granddad.
Well, he was on the podcast, wasn't he?
He was.
He was.
he did come in.
Yes, he did.
Get him back.
Listen back.
Listen back to... Yeah. Ooh.
Whichever one it was.
We'll make them listen to every single one until they find it.
Yeah. So, on podcast this week...
Sure.
That's when you step in and say something.
Go on, Daryl.
It's nobody's birthday this week, and Kendall's not dead yet.
So I mean, yay!
Yeah, that's the bonus.
My best attempts.
Okay, so Kyle?
Right, I thought...
You're picking your nose.
I'm picking my nose, yeah. I've had bogeys up there all day. It's been all right now. I woke up last week and I had a spot on the inside of my nose. Have you had that?
Yeah, yeah. Painful inside of nose zit.
Yeah, yeah. So you're always kind of just stood there, like, fingering your nose. And people are like, why is that guy picking his nose? And you're just like... Well,
you know. But you're actually picking a spot.
Yeah, but...
Satisfying when you get the scab off, though.
Satisfying. The best. And I'm just like, absolute beauty. Get out of there. Yeah, I always do it in the morning whilst Sam's asleep, so I roll my shoulders over and go, get some absolute beauties out.
I do that as well. In the morning when you wake up, roll over and proper dig for gold.
Absolutely.
The longer they're asleep, the more precious time you've got having a little wiggle.
If you can get something off one and it doesn't bleed, but you've got something on your finger to be able to see, evidence that you've done some hard work there, but not left anything behind.
Yeah.
Have you ever looked in the mirror when you've got one of these in the nose spots and sort of manipulated your nostrils, sort of wiggling it around, trying to see in? It's like trying to look in your own ears. It's really difficult to do.
No.
I did that the other day.
Really?
Yeah.
This sounds like a Hallam medical science lecture. this is where it's gone from.
This is relatable content right here.
We are in... Sheffield Hallam University building.
Yes, we are. Yeah.
We're in the Owen building this evening, aren't we? Yes.
In the old place.
None of us are students, but we decided to take over a room.
It's amazing how they don't throw you out of here.
Don't
alert them to that.
Oh, sorry.
The thousands of people that listen to this, now it's bound to go viral. They're going to kick us out.
The entire shoe security team always download this podcast.
They're both going to listen to it.
Ken and Norman. Not both of them.
But time is actually ticking, and we might get locked in.
Yeah.
Because it is quite late. It's 20 past nine.
Maybe we just
talk faster then.
Yeah. The quicker we... Well, that's still going to count down. Oh, yeah. It's normal.
I thought you were like trying to come with some kind of like time travel there, Daryl.
Yeah.
Speak faster. Right. So, okay. I'm going to bring back a feature which I think was a smash hit.
Wow. Is it Kyle's news?
It's not Kyle's news.
Okay.
Is it Brad's big ups?
No, because that's your feature.
Is it Kendall's birthday?
It is.
You spoke, that was last week.
You spoke so fast we travelled.
We travelled back.
358 days in the future. Is that right? 65 and an 8 and a 2. Yes, it is.
Well done, man.
Thank you so much.
Quite good, that. Yeah.
Hallam Building. It's Willie Arms' Wonders.
Oh. It's been a while.
It has been a while. And usually Willie Arms' Wonders are... not very accurate, not very factual, not very informative.
Right.
And this one's the same.
Okay, keeping up that high standard.
Excellent, yes. So this...
Can I just say, have you ever had to explain to anyone why it's Willie Arms's?
Some people ask me why. Do you know why, Willie Arms?
I think, yeah, I think I do.
It started off in a high school.
Oh, okay.
A chap I know called John.
Right.
John Stachuk, if you're listening, and you're definitely
just,
not.
Just the quick version of the story.
Quick version is, my second name's Williams, and he said, "Oi, Williams," and I thought, oh, that's quite good, that I'll keep that for myself.
So you've used that for lots of things.
Yeah.
It's your password for your email.
No, it was my email address, mr_williams@hotmail.co.uk.
You all now know where to send hate mail to.
Yes, yeah. But it's slightly different and not ending with .com.
Right. So, Williams' Wonders.
Yes, Williams' Wonders. And this week, I'm going to talk about... I think I'm turning Japanese. I really think so. Because Daryl's been there.
Right.
And he can actually provide some evidence and facts about the place. But for my version, samurais, bamboo, and sushi. So, you know, if you like those three things, go there. But here's a man who can actually give some real information on...
On samurais, bamboo and sushi.
Yes.
The answer is yes, they do have all three.
Yes!
And a shitload of it.
Did you know that sushi doesn't actually mean raw fish? It means soured rice in Japanese.
Yeah, you
do. No, I'm pretty sure it means fucking expensive fish. That's what it means.
That's only if MNS are doing it.
Jesus Christ.
Well, you've segued me absolutely beautifully there into fish. Brad's quiz.
Brad's quiz?
Hello!
Brad's quiz? Wait a minute, so we had Kyle's quiz.
Which was the best.
Then I offended Kyle by introducing Gav's quiz.
Yeah.
And then
plagiarism has continued.
Plagiarism has continued.
Brad, well,
you know, which Callum is quite Burrows, a genius steals, Ooh. Which is why we've made up all our own games at the Antics.
Mm. Exactly.
Following your quiz last week, check it out if you haven't heard it. Gav basically reads off the ingredients of some condiments that are about his flat.
It was good.
Yeah.
This week, on a similar foodie level, as shoehorned by Gav's M&S, I've... not Gav's.
Daryl.
Either way, he can have the
Either way, I've been a bit of a fat twat this week.
Sure.
And I've been eating out at a lot of famous chain restaurants.
Oh, okay.
Have you?
I have, yeah.
Wetherspoons.
Well, can you guess... where I've been eaten,
mm-hmm.
just by what I've ordered from the menu.
Oh, okay, I like
that.
Okay.
So, I mean, some are really easy, some are quite hard. I've tried to get a few facts about each.
Do we need buzzers?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Gav?
Caca!
Nice.
That sounds like Cheagle.
Daryl? Very nice. And Kyle?
Williams is Wonders.
Nice.
Wow. It's like product placement in right. another feature.
First restaurant.
Yeah. Fuck it.
I ordered...
Go on.
A chicken legend.
Cuckoo!
Oh, bastard!
Jeez, that was meant to be the obscure one. Whatever.
How's that obscure?
That's McDonald's, isn't it?
Hello, Hallam Security. Hallam Security is here right now. Go on.
I take it the class is finished, is it?
Not quite.
Seven minutes
till the class is over.
Okay.
And then we'll be gone. Right. Is that okay?
Yeah, that's fine. We close the building at 9.
Oh, do you? Oh, we're so sorry.
We nearly got locked in.
7 minutes.
All right. That was
gold. Absolute gold.
Was that
Ken or
that
Norman?
Was Ken.
That was Norman.
They both look the same.
Right.
When he listens to us, he's going to think he's all right, Plonk. So,
we've got to razz through this quiz now.
Yeah, I did.
Chicken legend.
Yeah, I said it was McDonald's.
Yeah, that's absolutely
correct.
You should have started with chips and worked your way up. Chips and coke, left it open.
Did you know that there are 13 items in the menu that contain the word Mac or Mc?
Right, okay.
Good.
That's a good
fact.
Good
knowledge.
And as well, did you know that McDonald's are the largest toy distributor in the world?
I knew that too.
There's 1,200 of them in England, and the Queen's got one of those 1,200.
What? Wow.
1,200 what?
McDonald's in the UK.
How has the Queen got one?
I don't know.
What do you mean the Queen?
It was on some fun fact website.
You can't read an interesting fact like that and then not have anything to back it up with.
That's true.
Do you mean the Queen owns a McDonald's?
Anyway.
And then it's like saying, and Ronald McDonald once served 20 years in prison.
So
what the fuck?
So wait, if I go on the McDonald's website and go to the restaurant finder,
does
Buckingham Palace come up as one of the options?
It's mcdonalds.gov.uk.
Right.
It is.
Sure, okay.
Yes. The next one.
Okay,
go on.
I ordered, you're going to get it straight away. I ordered a sausage roll.
William, I started that.
That
could be Greg's, Coupland's.
It could. So
which one are you going for?
Fuller's.
It'll
be Fuller's.
Greg's, because we're in Sheffield, like.
It was Greg's.
Yeah.
There are a couple of Coupland's in Sheffield.
There are, yeah.
Can I change my buzzer to just a bang on the desk? Because that's pretty much what it's always been.
That's what you can do.
Exciting, right.
Did you know that there are more Greg's in the UK than there are McDonald's?
Well, yeah. Really? There has to be, really, doesn't there?
Do you know where they started?
There's three on the moor alone.
Yeah. Go on, where did they start?
You don't even know that. You know that didn't come up on your fun fact bullshit.
Is it Manchester?
No.
It's that part.
Newcastle.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, okay, this one's really easy.
Okay.
6-inch Italian BMT.
Oh! I changed the buzzer for a tactical advantage. That was Subway.
Yes.
These are easy.
38 million combinations of sandwich. Subway are the largest chain restaurant in the world.
Yeah.
I thought it was going to be something like, for starters, I had salmon en croûte.
Yeah.
With
a couscous
dressing.
I'm getting there.
But largest by locations.
Yes.
Not sales.
Not sales or brand awareness.
I believe the largest by sales is now Burger King as of...
Really?
Yeah, because they do charge about £14
They've just overtaken McDonald's.
That's insane.
Yeah.
That's fantastic.
Moving
Brad, that was the most kind of like... non-listening answer. That's fantastic.
Can I
get back to my own?
Can I just ask you? You for each restaurant, you've said one thing. We've got
and
it.
You've all smashed it.
Did you have a list of stuff for every single one?
Yeah, there's about 8 items for every restaurant.
What a waste of time.
I know. Yeah. All right. Well, next one, you're gonna get it.
Okay.
Chicken Royale.
Ah!
Daryl.
No,
yeah,
that's me.
Tactical advantage. Jump bang.
Go
I tell
on.
You, that's what it is.
Go on.
That is. The one and only Burger King.
It is, correct. Moving on.
Have you really been to all these places this week?
You fat bastard.
Shh.
Fat
fabricated.
Fuck.
Right. Blimey. I had a Super Supreme deep
William Sears Wonders.
Yes.
What was it again? No. You can't do that.
Supreme deep
pan. Do William Sears Wonders.
Yeah.
What was it? Sorry. What's the last word?
Pan.
Deep pan.
Yeah.
Supreme deep pan.
Yeah.
That's Pizza Hut.
It is correct.
Yes.
I've ordered.
You cheated.
I've ordered a family bargain bucket.
KFC.
Gav.
KFC.
Yep.
You've ordered a family.
I've ordered dough balls.
KFC.
Yes. Pizza Express.
It is fucking well done. I mean, flipping right. This one's easy.
I'd like a chicken wrap.
William Sears Wonders.
Yep.
Chicken wrap.
Yep.
You can't buzz in when you don't know.
McDonald's.
No.
What?
You're frozen out.
With. Lemon and herb style.
Well,
that's Gav.
Nando's.
That no, I said it.
No, you didn't. You're cheating.
You have absolutely smashed
it. I was
going to
say M&S Simply Food.
That's quite worrying, actually.
My
it's a good job I'm joining the gym tomorrow, isn't it?
Very. My last one, which everyone's going to get. Hello.
Now, Daryl, you have to answer.
Is it? I'm going to go with Domino's.
Fucking hell. Good guess.
I'm serious?
Good guess.
Ah.
It was Domino's.
All you said was the word hello.
I know, yeah.
Yeah, but
that's
I know
not even.
Like, he's had fucking Greg's, Pizza Express, Subway, Burger King, McDonald's.
I think Wimpy was the only one.
Where did you get
this cash from?
I haven't really been.
No.
Just sat Googling chain store menus on Google.
So this was all a complete con and a waste of time.
Right, so we're going to do. We like doing quizzes, I think that's clear.
Sure.
Yep.
But we've kind of done food quizzes now, really.
Well, yeah.
So we need to think something else.
I'll think of a hell of a quiz for next
week. Okay, Daryl's quiz.
Just you wait.
Is coming next week.
Get gemming up on the dates between 1939 and 1994.
You know when I said last week, which kind of was a bit obscure, when I said, what condiment is David Farn in?
Yes, you did, yeah.
Yeah, and I couldn't. When you spoke to me about it afterwards, Gav, you said, what the hell were you talking about? It's come back to me.
Okay.
If David Farn was a condiment, what would he be? That's what it was supposed to be. That's what I was supposed to say.
Didn't come across at all.
I know.
Funnily enough, again, flashbacks to other podcasts.
Yeah.
I'll answer your question about
sure.
David Farn.
Right, so for listeners, David Farn is small, geeky.
He is
geeky.
Oh, come on.
He will like that.
Small, I'd go with alternative.
Alternative. Small, geeky, alternative, blonde hair. Right. And what condiment is he?
Mustard.
Mustard.
Well,
no, mustard is powerful.
He's honey mustard.
No.
Mustard mayo.
He's a Caesar dressing.
Love it.
Mm. I kind of agree with that.
Do you want a Caesar dressing?
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
Is Caesar dressing a condiment?
It is now.
Or he's a barbecue sauce, maybe.
Mm.
Yeah.
The honey smoke version.
Yeah, not the. Yeah.
Yeah, he's definitely
not
classic wood chip.
No.
Or hickory. He's not hickory either.
We're a knobhead.
Who's
hickory? Seriously, some night knobheads are hickory.
I was thinking free fat mayonnaise.
Right.
Free fat mayonnaise.
So is that all the fat?
Fat free mayonnaise. Just like.
Right, we need to wrap this up.
Oh, shit.
Chicken wrap this up. Yeah. It's been a seriously food based podcast.
I'm starving.
We have a show on Friday.
Woo!
This Friday. At Chef Uni, shakedowncomedy.com. Oh, Johnny will love me for this.
Yeah, he will want.
Yeah.
Shakedowncomedy.com.
Right, plug. Chuffing, nice. 13 amp, this big bastard plug.
So we'll see you there, and hopefully we'll see you again for another podcast soon.
Yeah.
Any closing thoughts, Kyle?
My closing thoughts are, where are we going to get some food?
Yeah, that's a good point. I'm starving now.
I'm starving.
Tweet us with the answer.
See you then.
Bye.